beginning of this week's parsha, Parshas Vayakal, are quite bothered, because while it seems that the Torah is just repeating things that we have learned very recently, there is a stark difference between the instruction given in Parshas Vayakal and that which we just read about in Parshas Kisisa. We know that there are two times, both places, in Vayakal as well as in Kisisa, the Torah makes the juxtaposition between the Mishkan and Shabbos. And the Gemara tells us, Rashi quotes, a little bit in different Lashonos, but Rashi tells us at the beginning of this week's Parsha that the juxtaposition is there to tell us, Hiktim lehem azhara Shabbos letzivli melech es ha-Mishkan, lomar she'eno doche es ha-Shabbos. Over here he says, it's coming to tell us that the Mishkan is not going to be doche Shabbos, that you have to stop building when it comes to Shabbos. So of course, we have to ask ourselves the question, why do I need to repeat Shabbos? Why do I need to repeat this juxtaposition? Why couldn't I learn that it's not Doche Shabbos from last week's Parsha? And most of all, we have to understand, why is it that the Torah switches the order? In last week's Parsha, while the Torah gave us the mitzvah of Shabbos after the mitzvah of Binyan HaMishkan, the Torah finishes the requirements of Binyan HaMishkan, and then the Torah comes and tells us the mitzvah of Shabbos, whereas over here in Parshas Vayakal, the order is switched. Clearly, the Torah is trying to tell us something. Over here, it's first Shabbos. We have the first Torah telling us, Sheshes Yomim Tiyatsim Melach of Yom Hashi Yelachem Kodesh Shabbos Shabbos Soin LaHashem. And only then and after then does the Torah continue with Binyan HaMishkan. So why the switch of order? Why do we need it in general two times? What's going on between the switch from Parshas Kisisa to Parshas Vayakal? Many of the Mefarshim discuss this. The Chidah has an interesting discussion about this. The Chidah writes that the truth is that we wanted to make this juxtaposition between Shabbos and the Egel Hazav specifically. Why? To tell us that we know that the Shabbos is a mechaper for someone who is Oyver Avodah Zarah, Afilu Kedar Enosh, the Gemara says. Shabbos, if you're Meshaver Shabbos properly, so Meichon Lo Kael of Enosh, Afilu Kedar Enosh. Torah is telling us that even though you sinned by the Cheda Egel, now right away we go into Shabbos to tell us that we still have a chance when it comes to the relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom, because we have a Shabbos, and a Shabbos could help us once again attain that relationship, because that's what provides us with the Mechila. There is a famous approach from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi also hones in on this point, that perhaps what changed between Parshas Kisisa and Parshas Vayakel is the Cheda Egel. And the Beis Halevi writes as follows. The Beis Halevi says, we know, Moshel Amah Dover Doime, a person who has a son, and he loves his son very much. So he's making a chasana for his son. He's making a chasana for his son, and there's all sorts of things that he has to get him. He has to get him the necessities, a suit, a tie, a house to live in, all the regular things that a person needs. But then he goes well beyond, he loves his son so much, he goes well beyond that, and he goes and buys things which aren't so necessary. The true Ava, says the Beis Halevi, is expressed by things which are not so necessary. The bracha that we make, Bari Nefashos Rabbis, Kol Ma'aseh Barasa, says Tosis, that's all going on things which the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created things for us that we don't need. We could live without this fruit. I could live without Paris. But I make a bracha, Bari Nefashos Rabbis, to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, especially for the Ava, which is expressed in the unnecessary thing. Says the Beis Halevi, that's what's going on over here. When it comes to the Mishkan and Shabbos, so the Rebbeinu Shel Olam first starts off in Parshas Kisisa by discussing the Mishkan, because the Mishkan is extra. The Mishkan is having the Shechina amongst us, with us. So that's something which is tremendous chus for Klal Yisrael. It's something which is not considered to be necessary to have the Shechina here, but it's extra. And therefore, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is so chaviv to show our Ava for us. So he goes in and discusses the unnecessary things before the necessary. Shabbos is necessary to keep us within the proper frame of mind, to keep our philosophy proper. So therefore, Shabbos we need. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam starts off, because of his Ava towards us, by discussing, by buying the things which are unnecessary. Like the father that goes out and buys the things which are unnecessary to express the Ava. And then he only comes back and comes back to the things which are necessary. That's only pre-Cheira Ego. Once we sinned at the Cheira Ego, so that Ava from the Rabban Hashem was no longer there, says the Beis Halevi, and therefore the Rabban Hashem starts with the necessary things, and then only after that, which is Shabbos, and then only after that it comes to the Mishkan. A fascinating pshat from the Kli Yoker. This is absolutely fascinating. Kli Yoker writes as follows. Lama Shina Moshe Seder, why does the Torah switch the order? Parshas Kisisa, it's first Mishkan, then Shabbos, Parshas V'Yakol, Shabbos and Mishkan. Says the Kli Yoker, and this will sound familiar, Zeki HaShabbos Ein Bo Kiyim Kvod HaShem Yisbarach. Shabbos is an expression of the covenant of the Rebbeinu Shalom. V'Hoyros Kihu Yisbarach Chidash Elamo. V'HaMishkan Moreh Kula Kol Yisrael. And the Mishkan is an expression of Kavod Yisrael. We have the Zoicha to have Ashras Hashchina within Klal Yisrael. So therefore, says the Kli Yoker, the Rebbeinu Shalom stresses Kavod of Klal Yisrael. He wants to stress Kavod of Klal Yisrael. He starts with the Mishkan. We always want to stress the Kavod of the Rabban Hashem. Therefore, we don't start with the Mishkan. We start with the Shabbos. Similar to what many of the Mefarshim explain when it comes to the different Yom Tovim. Comes to Pesach. We always call it Chag HaPesach, stressing that which the Rabban Hashem did for us. As opposed to in Teresh HaBichsav, it's always stressed what we did for the Rabban Hashem. He stresses what we did for him, Kaviyachal, and we stress the chesed the Rabban Hashem did for us. That's why, when it comes to Teresh HaBichsav, so Lulav comes before Sukkot, because we stress, because Rabban Hashem stresses what we're doing for the Rabban Hashem. We're taking the Dalet Minim to go serve the Rabban Hashem. Sukkot is what he did for us. When it comes to Teresh HaBalpeh, first we write about, the first Mishnayos are about Sukkot says the Aruch HaNer, because we're stressing what the Rabban Hashem did for us. That's what we want to focus on, and then the Lulav and Esther comes after. We always stress the chesed of the Rabban Hashem always stresses in Teresh HaBichsav our chesed. That's the mahalach of the Kli Yoker. But perhaps we could suggest something slightly different, which we've suggested in the past, we've mentioned in the past, but I think it's important in terms of understanding these Seder HaDvarim in the Parshias. Again, the major question we're asking is, why is it repeated, Shabbos, Mishkan, why the repetition of this juxtaposition? Why Rashi Dafka over here says, this is where we learn that Shabbos is not Doiche, that the Mishkan, Binyan Mishkan is not Doiche Shabbos. What was wrong with learning it from before Parshas Ki Sisa? So perhaps the idea is as follows. The Meshech Chochma tells us that in fact there's something very important that shifts, that changes before Cheira Egel and after Cheira Egel. In fact, says the Meshech Chochma, he suggests that in fact before Cheira Egel, Binyan HaMishkon would have been Doicha Shabbos. We would have been able to be Baina the Mishkan on Shabbos. And therefore, when it comes to prior Cheira Egel, first the Mishkan comes, and then Shabbos, because the Mishkan is Doicha Shabbos, says the Meshech Chochma. Only after Cheira Egel do we say, no, now the Mishkan is not Doicha Shabbos, so therefore Shabbos comes first, after Cheira Egel, and then the Mishkan. But of course we have to understand, why would it be? Why before Cheira Egel do we say that the Mishkan is not is Doicha Shabbos? After Cheira Egel we say, no, Shabbos is Doicha Mishkan. The Meshech Chochma has a very deep understanding. We won't go into it too much right now, but he says something absolutely fascinating. He writes that the reason is as follows. Before Cheir HaEgel, we didn't need the Rabbeinu Shalom. We didn't need a Mishkan for Hashras HaShchina. The Rabbeinu Shalom was living with us. The Shechina was here. The Mishkan was just there to do the Avodah. So therefore, the Shechina is here. So I need to do the Avodah. Just like I'm allowed to do the Avodah, even if it includes Malacha. I'm allowed to do the Avodah on Shabbos. I'm allowed to Shech the Karban on Shabbos. I'm allowed to be Makriv a Karban on Shabbos. So I'm allowed to do Avodah on Shabbos. So just like I'm allowed to do Avodah on Shabbos, so therefore I should be able to build the Mishkan on Shabbos. But that's only if the Shechina is here. The Shechina is here. I have to be Makriv a Karban. That's the Doicha Shabbos. However, after Cheira Egel, the Shechina left us. And therefore, the only way to bring the Shechina back was through Binyan HaMishkan. So therefore, if the Shechina is here, so you're allowed to do Avodah, which is Doicha Shabbos. But to bring the Shechina back, that we don't see is Doicha Shabbos. More important to be Shomer Shabbos than bring the Shechina. If the Shechina is here, you could do whatever you have to do the Avodah. Binyan HaMishkan and HaKravas Karbonas. But once the Shechina left us because of Cheira Egel, Shechina's gone. Now we need to be Baina Mishkan to bring the Shechina back. You don't see anywhere that I'm allowed to be Doicha Shabbos to bring the Shechina in our midst. Says the Meshech Chochma, that's the difference before Cheira Egel and after Cheira Egel. But perhaps we could say something even simpler. What was the Cheda Egel? We know the famous Beis Halevi tells us as follows. The Beis Halevi writes that the main Cheda Egel was not regular Avodah Zarah. Cheda Egel was not, the problem with Cheda Egel wasn't that they left the Rabbanu Shalom, they left the Rabbanu Shalom and they said, you know what, we're done with the Rabbanu Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu is not here. After, right after Kriyas Yamsev, after everything they saw in Mitzrayim, they're leaving the Rabbanu Shalom. How you talking such a thing? Says the Beis Halevi, of course not. That's not what was going on. Says the Beis Halevi, what they needed, they were trying to express a spiritual frustration. They were experiencing spiritual frustration because they didn't have Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. Moshe Rabbeinu was, with their perception, their conduit to the Rabbanu Shalom, their conduit to the spiritual revelation, spirit to the things which are most divine. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is not here anymore. How are we going to attain that closeness to the Rabbanu Shalom that we experienced before? Therefore, says the Beis Halevi, they came up with an approach called the Cheda Egel. The Cheda Egel was a spiritual device to attain closeness to God. And says the Beis Halevi, and they were right, and their Mahalach was right, and their technique was all based on the Soidos of Briyas HaOilam, and it made sense to create the connection. There was one problem, says the Beis Halevi. It wasn't mitzvah. There was no tzivoy. Says the Beis Halevi, based on the Sefer Chassidim, there's no difference between the Kruvim in Beis HaMikdash. The Kruvim on Kodshei Kodshim, there's no chilut between the Kruvim in Kodshei Kodshim and the Cheda Egel. The only difference is that one had a tzivoy to create it, and one didn't have a tzivoy. The same exact thing. You could turn Kodshei Kodshim into Avodah Zarah if you're trying to create something on your own. You're trying to be innovative, not use the instructions that the Rabbanu Shalom gave you. So then that could turn something Chalila V'chas, something which is Kodshim, something which is Kodesh, a desire which is Kodesh, to become close to the Rabbanu Shalom, it could turn it mamish into Avodah Zarah, says the Beis Halevi. Omnam tov b'zeh toz echad. They made one grave mistake. Demaisa adam ba'olam atachtem garim tikunim. They're correct. V'sdarm tovim v'choy lamos kulam. The only reason that what we do, the mitzvahs we do, the things that we do have a positive effect in the spiritual realm is because Rabbanu Shalom was mitzvah us. And if you do something which you think will have a proper, appropriate response, appropriate spiritual tikkun, but the Rabbanu Shalom wasn't mitzvah, so then it's avodah zarah. Asher alamas yuminis nagim apimaisa adam bezeh oilam, says the Beis Halevi. This is why, after Cheda Egel, they lost their crowns that they got at Nasav and Nishma. It's the exact reverse of Nasav and Nishma. Nasav and Nishma is, I don't understand, but I'm going to do it anyway, not because I think this is the way to get close to the Rabbanu Shalom, but because you're mitzvah me, we did Cheda Egel, we did the opposite. We said, let's do what we think, as opposed to what the Rabbanu Shalom was mitzvah, we lost. Nasav and Ishra. Says the Beis Halevi, we know the kapara for Cheda Egel is paraduma. What's paraduma? Something we have totally no chukas atayra, no understanding for it whatsoever, because that's the kapara that we needed. We tried to use our own logic to come closer to the Rabbanu Shalom, even not in the context, even outside the rubric of tzivoy of the Rabbanu Shalom. Rabbanu Shalom says, now do something totally because of tzivoy, totally because of commandment that has nothing to do, you don't understand it whatsoever, and that will be the ultimate tikkun. What do we see? Says the Beis Halevi clearly, the Chet of Chet HaEgel, the gravity of Chet HaEgel, was not so much that we perceive it as a Avodah Zarah. Yes, it was a Avodah Zarah, but the gravity of Cheda Egel, the reason it was a Avodah Zarah was because there was no tzivu. We were trying to create it on our own, like Nadav and Avil. They brought an Eish Zarah. They were creating it on its own. We don't bring our own logic to Avodah Hashem. We look at what the Rabbanu Shalom wants us. Therefore, perhaps one could suggest, that's what shifted before Cheda Egel and after Cheda Egel. Before Cheda Egel, yes, we were going to build the Mishkan, and building the Mishkan was so important, we were going to even be able to do it on Shabbos. But the Rabbanu Shalom sees that, what do? We think we have all the spiritual knowledge, all the spiritual kochos, that we could connect our own relationship to the Rabbanu Shalom, even without a tzivoy. We think we're accomplishing it on our own through Binyan HaMishkan. We get carried away, and therefore we build the Cheda Egel. Says the Rabbanu Shalom, now I'm going to tell you to continue building the Mishkan, but one day a week you're going to stop. One day you're not going to do it. Why? To show you that just like it's a mitzvah to build a Mishkan, if I say don't build a Mishkan, then it's a mitzvah not to build a Mishkan. It's not a mitzvah because I'm coming down, this is your way of creating Hashras HaShechina. The reason it's a mitzvah to build a Mishkan is because I said to, and therefore if I say not to one day a week, then you're not going to keep us in check, to teach us this lesson, that the only reason that this Mishkan creates a close relationship to Rabbanu Shalom is because there was a tzivoy, antithetical to what they were thinking when it came to the Chet HaEgel. So therefore, the Baruch Hashem says, we need one day a week where Amitzava you dafka not to build. Now it's not going to be Deicha Shabbos anymore. Shabbos is the day where you're going to sit and think about how the Baruch Hashem created the world. How everything that we do to gain closest to the Baruch Hashem has to be within the context, within the rubric of the Torah, of the mitzvahs that He set out for us. Nothing to be initiated and initiated on our own, from our own mindset, from our own logic. Oh, yeah.